تو کی هستی؟
من مهتر اسبتونم. بالین بروک سوار اسبتون شد، منو مرخص کرد.
اسبم اونو زمین زد؟
شیخه میکشید و مغرورتر بود.
نباید اونو زمین میزد و گردنشو میشکست؟ چرا اسبو سرزنش میکنم؟ کاش لاغل یه اسب دنیا میمادم تا کسی که جای شاهو گرفته رو از رو زینم بندازم. شاید اسبم منو فراموش کرده باشه، ولی من فراموش نکردم که تو مهتر اسبم نیستی. یه روزی یه نفر کف دستم رو دیده و گفته که اینجا میمیره. دوست دارم، کار تو بکن.
Theatre is no longer considered mere entertainment, but rather through certain entanglements with people it has evolved into a certain social insight and wisdom. In fact, our cultural development today goes hand in hand with the growth of our theatre.
Nowadays, Iranians show a lot of appreciation for theatre. Once rather quiet, theatre halls are now running out of tickets as enthusiastic crowds flock to see productions with various themes and genres that cater to various tastes. Theatrical performances have been part of Iran's social and religious events for hundreds of thousands of years. However, traditional performances are very different from the theatre of today.
The history of theatre in Iran goes back to a little more than a century ago. We can say that theatre became popular in Iran from the early 20th century.
By convenience, the constitutional revolution period is considered to be the beginning of theatre in Iran. But in my opinion, this was only when theatre took a very formal format here and plays got written and translated for the first time.
The first plays, which were written in Iran, were heavily inspired by the European melodrama and even the Russian plays. The first Iranian playwrights, such as Akhundzadeh and Mirza Agha Tabrizi, were quite influenced by the Russian melodrama.
Well, before having theatre in its modern form in Iran, we used to have theatre here in a traditional sense. Then the king of Iran, Nasiruddin Shah, travels to Europe and watches a play in England, and upon arrival decides to build something similar to that theatre hall. Had we not had any background in traditional theatre, we would have had to begin from scratch. However, Nasreddin Shah built the immense theatre hall of Tekiye Dowlat quickly, and thus created such glory for our passion plays that had never been seen before in history.
Our Taziye, or passion play, is a compilation of all theatre skills in our land.
Traditional passion play, or Taziye, differentiates us among all other Muslim countries. We don't see such a play that has all elements of traditional theatre in it anywhere else.
I bring you an example which I made use of myself. The scene of Rooster in my play, which is my favorite scene as well, has an air to it inspired by passion plays. For instance, in a passion play, you would hear, "I shot an arrow at Akbar's eye and I threw a spear at a guy's hand and I was about to hit Abbas on the head with my sword. And then he bangs on the shield and the head of Abbas cracks open." Well, here in the play, the old man brings the rooster and says, "My rooster sings very untimely, you know, but others don't. Please slaughter it for me and come to our house on Friday to feast upon it." He takes the rooster and bam, snaps the head off and says, "Here you are." The story is about a man who's been raised by a ruthless slaughterer. He has learned nothing but butchery. Then the father dies and the son gets to know a wider world. In this wider, more open world, yet again he's asked by people to slaughter, and thus he becomes a slaughterer, and that's all he knows. And that's the only way for him to get close to people. So he becomes a full-blown butcher. When a teacher enters the village, she brings with herself the scent of culture, dignity, and the honorable Orient, and proposes that he become the school janitor. He asks how. She says that he should get married. When he wants to get married, he cannot find a wife because he sheds blood. It is then that he rises up and, with the help of the teacher, he moves towards the dignity that I mentioned.
Pioneers produced original plays to attract Iranian audiences. In doing so, they wrote plays based on historical events and old Persian literature, using both poetry such as Shahnameh and Layli and Majnun, and prose like 1001 Nights.
Iran is a country with a rich history.
Iran is a country with ancient history, and it's a land with ancient mythologies. Long before the entrance of the Western theater, we had had traditional theater in Iran. In fact, we had had hundreds and even thousands of years of tradition in the traditional performing arts. Thus, some of our playwrights have tried to make use of those traditional elements in their contemporary plays.
This year, we worked on Layli and Majnun, and it took us months just to make the puppets and the stage. The music is composed by Ozir Hajibayev, the famous Azeri musician who has pioneered in Asia's opera. He gave birth to Azeri opera with praiseworthy ingenuity and creativity. Stringed puppet opera is available in two other countries, One is in Austria and the other is in the Czech Republic. But the difference between them and the work I'm doing is that in both countries, it is not considered an independent art form for itself, and usually they don't have a director and only have a puppet maker.
I have to say that after the revolution, a younger and a more dynamic generation of playwrights entered the scene, who are themselves now among the seasoned contemporary playwrights of Iran.
I thought at this particular time it was necessary to work on Socrates more than any other subjects or stories. It's because I feel that the economic situations, both in our society and many others, have forced people to stare away from books and galleries. Socrates' most significant statement was always a sentence, "Know thyself." It means that he was engaged specifically with dialectic, dialogue and thinking. In my opinion, the spirit of dialogue and dialectic is missing today, which has caused us conflicts, wars and splits between governments and people, and also splits between nations in the world. And dialogue can make us close to each other.
Numerous productions called for more theatre venues. Therefore, many were built in different cities, which showed performing arts were making their mark on Iran.
I should mention that in the past 10 years or so, the number of theatre halls has increased significantly.
Although there are theatres all over Iran, Tehran became the heart of contemporary theatre. The juxtaposition of old theatres like Sangalach Theatre, established in 1965, and new venues like Iran Shah Theatre, founded in 2009, offers a variety of styles and functions.
Basically, what we call the boom in the theatre has happened in Tehran only, and the halls are generally located near the city centre, somewhere between Enghelab Square and Ferdowsi Square. Mawlavi Hall, Tehran City Theatre, Vahdat Theatre, Hafez Theatre and Iran Shahr Theatre are to name a few major theatre halls of Tehran.